You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
That tells me that's not a cryptic reference to Israel. He's just talking about you smelling the coffee. And you see a tree out here with leaves on it. Well, we got to throw Florida out. But if you live somewhere real, where there's no leaves on trees in wintertime, here it's all different. Verse 34. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away, or will by no means pass away, till all these things take place. However you apply this generation. Some say a generation is 40 years, but that's old school. What does the Bible say? Psalm 90, verse 10. The days of our lives are 70 years. It's a TV show, isn't it? Thus are the days of our lives. The days of our lives are 70 years. If by reason of strength they're 80, yet their boast is only labor or sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Perhaps this one, courtesy of Eric Marshall in yesterday's lunch. That would be Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, that says this. The Lord says, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. You know, it's the strangest thing when you watch the news. Every month you see the oldest person in the world dies. Have you noticed that? Every month you see it. So-and-so in India. And they're like 118, 119, 118, 117, 119, 118. Man, oh man, is this verse being fulfilled? No one lives past 120. No one. I've been following the age of the oldest person that's died last couple years. Never applied it to a generation until yesterday. But there is no one older than that. This verse is being fulfilled here today as we speak. How long is a generation? Even up to 120 years. Israel became a nation again May 15th, 1948. If in fact the fig tree is a reference to Israel. So if Jesus is cryptically referring to Israel here in the parable of the fig tree, then he is saying that the generation that witnesses the rebirth of Israel will undoubtedly and most assuredly be the generation that witnesses the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that exciting? I mean, don't you ever wish that you were around to meet Jesus in the flesh 2,000 years ago? I mean, don't you ever wish that you knew the color of his eyes? Don't you? Ever wish you were standing outside Lazarus' tomb and heard those words? Lazarus, come forth! You know, half the people that heard that went and ran to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And I don't mean in Madison, Wisconsin. They had their own. And ratted them out. They ratted them out. Can you imagine that? The Son of God, you know the color of his eyes. Right in front of you. Raises a dead man. It's been dead for 4 days. And you go to the Freedom From Religion Foundation to rat him out. Fits right into your Sunday school this morning. It's beyond me. In my worst day, I would never have done that. Or would I? Maybe you wish you were standing by to hear John the Baptist say, "Behold, Idu ho wheels to theo. Behold the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world." Does that describe you? If it doesn't, may I suggest perhaps you've left your first love. If you're not excited about those kind of things, don't you long for Jesus' return? Lest we forget, John 12:25, "He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." If you find yourself not in love with Jesus Christ anymore, then Pastor Paul encourages you to take a vacation. Take a vacation from this evil, fallen world and go back and remember all that Jesus has done for you. Where is your stone of remembrance? Where is your stone of remembrance? Where is it? Do you have one? Is there something you can go back to and remember? Your own mile marker. All that God's done for you. Me, it's attached to me. I've got them all over the place. I've got mile markers scattered everywhere. Lest I forget where I came from, how far God's taken me, and how far down I used to be. Starting with this tattoo, it follows me around everywhere. It's just, it keeps following me. It won't go the other way. Go back to yours. Now, perhaps you've always been a good person. And you've never really had any need for a Savior. And that would explain it. You see, Jesus said, "Those that have been forgiven of little, love little. Those that have been forgiven of much, love much." Let me assure you, friend, regardless of how good you were before you were saved, you were hellbound without Jesus Christ. No matter how good you might think that you were. James says, "Whoever keeps the whole law and yet offend in one point is of all." Thought I was going to hit that, didn't you? I looked at all the damage I've done to this pulpit, so stop and realize, though you might not have been an axe murderer growing up, you were still on your way to hell until Jesus Christ rescued you and saved you on your worst day. When you weren't deserving to be saved. Remember that when we start singing next Sunday? David said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." You magnify God by making God bigger than your problems. Oh, come, let us magnify the Lord together. Just want to encourage you today. If you maybe have left your first love, I heard Adrian Rogers say, if you don't love the Lord Jesus as much today as the day that you were saved, then you've backslidden. Now, I would never say anything that harsh, nor would I. Okay, we've got the signs to know. We've got the fig tree to know, or any tree to know. Let's move on to the next event the Lord used to recognize his return was near. Noah, verse 37. It says, "But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark." Then it says this, verse 39, "and did not know." Notice they're oblivious. They did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So what characterized the days of Noah? This note comes from the great Baptist preacher, name is Charles Criswell, says this, quote, Noah's day was characterized by a preoccupation with trivial matters and neglects of spiritual concerns. Oblivious to the judgment of God, the inhabitants of the earth were caught unprepared by the flood. That's a pretty good definition, isn't it? Noah's day was characterized by a preoccupation with trivial matters and a neglect of spiritual concerns. Oblivious to the judgment of God, the inhabitants of the earth were caught unprepared.
And we're going to leave it on that cliffhanger right there today. That's where we're going to have to pick it up. I was reading that note here on an explanation of what characterized the days of Noah. Oblivious to the judgment of God. I was about to say the people were unprepared. And that's where we're going to look at here tomorrow. And that's what's going on out here in the world today. When the Lord Jesus said that you'll recognize his return is near when things are just like they were back in Noah's time. And people back then were unprepared for the upcoming judgment of God, which Noah, we believe, many of us believe, Peter called Noah a preacher of righteousness. Though it doesn't say explicitly this is what he did, we believe that he preached for 120 years warning people of upcoming judgment. And the people, they laughed at him the same as they did for Lot. Remember when Lot was warning his sons-in-laws, the text says that they thought he was joking. And that's going to be our sermon here next week out of Luke chapter 17 when Jesus says, also, as it was in Lot's time, is how it will be when he returns. What characterized Lot's time? That's what we're going to look at next week. So, again, be with us tomorrow. I want to invite you out to Island Community Church tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. We're in a study in 1 Peter, and we're going to look at one of the most argued about or complicated scriptures in all of the Bible, and it's in 1 Peter chapter 3, which says in verse 19 that Jesus, it says, he went and preached to the spirits in prison who formerly were disobedient when once in the divine suffering waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared. That's where we're at this Wednesday night here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You are invited. That's going to do it for today. You've been listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.